Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to this Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Steve Gaffney is here. Stephen Gaffney has been a member of our Brain Trust for coming up on 15 years. He's the president and CEO of Stephen Gaffney Group, certified speaker, and the author of a bunch of books on how to be honest. Honesty Sells, Honesty Works, Just Be Honest. You're starting to get the picture. Also, Be a Change Champion, and he's our good friend, Stephen. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. And I know one of the things, one of the areas that you work on with your clients that when you that you consult with is how to get the most out of their teams. And this is such an important point. As small businesses grow, as we add more people, and I think that's what we're going to be seeing more of that. You know, we've come through a pretty tough decade out here on Main Street, Stephen. And I think we're going to start seeing small businesses get a little bit excited about growing. And if they do that, they're going to add some people. And when you add people, you know, we wind up with teams. I'd like you to give us some of your thoughts on how we can do that the right way.
You know, first of all, the whole concept is that we need to reboot our teams. And the reason for rebooting it is, if you think about it, it's like a computer. When we have a problem, we turn the computer on again, off again. We kind of disconnect, and then we reconnect. And then that takes care of sometimes a lot of the issues, but we keep the foundation, right? It doesn't take away the operating system of a computer. Well, relationships and teams, which, you know, relationships, teams are composed of a lot of relationships. That's all around how to reboot it. And so there are four key steps, and we can go through it. But the first step is obviously you got to discover what the issues are and get them out in front. And that's really important, because the biggest problem isn't what people say. It's actually what they don't say to each other. So what happens is, when people work together, even in our family and our personal lives, issues accumulate, and we just don't get them resolved. And they stack up. After a while, we disconnect.
Well, that's right, because sometimes there, if it's an issue, it's not something that's blatant and over the top and in your face. It's just a little nagging thing that I don't want to say anything about it, because maybe I'm misunderstood, or it's something where I think, well, maybe he'll stop doing that or something. And
yeah,
as you say, for whatever reason, it winds up becoming an issue, becomes a condition, and then all of a sudden, now I don't like you anymore, Stephen.
Well, and one of the signs to reboot a team is when you get surprised or blindsided. So that's the feeling where, oh, my gosh, why didn't they tell me about that issue? I had no idea that this was bothering them.
Right.
And you might say, well, how do you find that out? Well, you just hear it through the grapevine.
Let me give you an example of what that would look like. You're hopping along here in your business. You're the owner of the business. You got this team out there. You didn't know there was a problem between Joe and John. They're both key employees. You can't do without them. All of a sudden, John walks in and says, I quit.
That's a big sign and a big problem.
Yeah, that's so talk about getting a surprise.
Yeah, and we can blame the other person, but I think the key is to get the foundation of what's going on. I mean, I give this concept to everybody, and they've done all kinds of interesting and miraculous things.
Just
the other day, I was just talking to a friend of a friend who has a daughter, and her daughter lies to her. And the reason why people lie is because they don't feel safe. And so the concept of rebooting even that relationship is key. And so I gave her specific strategies about what she needs to do to create the foundation where her daughter's going to really share what the truth is. And one of the ways is to make somebody feel emotionally safe.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a really key component to that first step of rebooting a relationship, which is to how to discover the issues.
Right. Because
you've got to get discovered.
You know, and can I say something here real quick? If you're when Stephen talks about rebooting a team, if you're one of these people who are saying, "Well, why would I reboot a team I just started?" Well, don't think of it, Stephen, correct me if I'm wrong here, but don't think of it as rebooting the team, But in order to form the team, you might have to reboot the relationships. What do you think about that, Stephen?
Well, not only that, Jim, but what people really don't think about is everybody comes into a team with a lot of baggage, and it might be from a previous job. So, for example, maybe one of the reasons why issues aren't getting out is because a person who's entering the team has been afraid because of previous team they were on, where they maybe have spoken up, but maybe they lost their job or something bad happened or didn't go well and somebody was unforgiving. And so people come into relationships with a lot of baggage, and so that's important. So why this relates is in the team, in the workplace, when we're formulating teams to go after business, to deal with business, all kinds of things, people are coming into the relationship with a lot of stuff, and that's sometimes issues that need to get out in front. So it may not be in the present tense. It may be the past that somebody's bringing into the present.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. All right, let's keep going.
All right, so the second step is once you discover the issues, you've got to set the ground rules. And there's 7 ground rules of a high-performing team. And the reason why you want to set these ground rules before actually having the conversation and resolving the issues, which is step number 3, the reason why step number 2 are so critical, because if you don't set the ground rules, what happens is people will not know how to talk about these issues, and then it will go sideways. So I've been brought into a lot of situations where they've had a previous person, a facilitator, maybe an HR person, or someone with expertise, but not expertise like myself and not expertise about how to handle this situation. And so things start to get out, but it gets very ugly very quickly. Mm-hmm. And that's because people start playing the blame game. And so there's certain ground rules that are critical to set. We can go through those, but there's
right.
7 in particular.
Let's do a couple of them.
Yeah. So here's the first one, is everyone shares. Well, you might think, well, that's kind of obvious. But when I watch teams, sometimes there's a few people that dominate, and then there's others that just sit back. And what needs to happen is everybody needs to speak up. So what I do is when I – yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry,
Devin. Keep going, Stephen.
Are you there?
Keep going.
So what happens is that people get in situations where they don't speak up, and so everybody needs to share, because this way the person who often dominates doesn't get to dominate the conversation. It's really hearing the wisdom and what's going on for people that often are more introverted, meaning really introvert obviously means where they get energy, but I mean they're quiet. And they need to. So a ground rule is that if we're going to handle this, everyone shares. Another ground rule
right.
is to distinguish notice versus imagine. And
right.
what that's important is fact versus opinion. And the
right,
reason
hold on,
why that's
hold on to that thought. We're going to come back to this, and we're going to get into the other two team building rules that we're going to cover after the break with our good friend Stephen Gaffney. StephenGaffney.com. Is that right, Stephen?
Yes. All right. Or just. Either way.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.